What? The Houston brothers in front of Andy. Yeah. Donald and Glenn. Yeah.
Donald was in the Gould. Was in.
Well, I've seen Glenn mostly on TV in plays, like, you know.
Yeah.
And, well, I've been back at Welsh programmes, they are, and there's Bugger Bally's.
Glenn was also in, Donald rather, was also in that film where they went up to Linda to watch the rugby, you know?
That's right, aye.
And I know it's sure Glenn, I don't see much of him, certainly in half of the plays, perhaps, that's about all.
Yeah, so as I said, I mostly seen Glenn in that's right, Glenn on television plays.
Yeah.
Yeah, also one was a bit of a comedy.
He was also in a play by one of the local Gwyn Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
The one where he was all about
that's right,
the
yes,
local the school called Belmont when he was one of the rugby coaches.
Mm-hmm.
They made the
and of course Gwyn came from our hometown like about years, isn't it?
Gwyn Houston. Gwyn Houston was one of the actors in the plays that was made up in Kemmer School.
Oh yes. I didn't remember that, to be honest. Yeah. Of course you were a little bit older than me, so you remember that, didn't you? Well, of course, well you were living right by the school, CJ, wasn't it? But I'm a little bit further away, so...
Is it, what, within the last 15 years?
Was it? Oh, yeah. Right. Well, I didn't make up my mind just at the moment. I think
I've been sitting up on the pavement up in Cymru School when the director of the field came along and asked Mark if he would want to take part in a crowd scene.
Well, that's your boy, see, isn't it? So this is how you remember it, see, you were family in on the thing.
You were everything to do with that?
No, I was over the hill.
We went up to the field and we had a mock rugby match.
Oh.
Mel Davis from Dry Gwen was the referee.
Oh, well.
He was coaching Tredegar.
Yes.
So we took part of the...
No wonder you remember so much of that, then. Especially with your son taking part of
it.
You're
watching it, no?
Aye, well...
If you've seen the match played up there and seen it on the television, you could think it was down in the Arms Park in Cardiff.
Oh, yeah. Well,
really good to watch. And the big mobile canteen at the end of the rugby field coming from the Tonowell part.
Oh, there you are.
Good afternoon.
Did he come back to the valley at all? Or?
Glenn.
Was it dead,
didn't you? Donald died, isn't he? Glenn comes back, because of course he's from Tonopandy, like, you know, just up the, up the valley. He's, because, as I said, I seen him in a play where he's supposed to be living in Anse Bull, just by Pontypridd, like, isn't it? And, in fact, he was quite down to earth sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's,
see more of Glenn.
Well, he went into films, you see, in Donald, and as I said, Glenn is more or less doing plays on the television and things. He has done films as well, mind, but not so much. Donald is more into films.
You don't see Donald. Donald made his mark with a film, Blue Lagoon.
Blue Lagoon, yes, that's right.
Well, my own film, he did. His favourite thing he'd call out, where are you, M? Because the girl's name was M.
M.
M or something like that. Really
but,
Emily,
isn't it?
My mum
that's
like
what
he
used to say, M, where are you, M?
I only remember that. Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Good enough. Anyway, what do you think of this situation now? With this new proposed stadium they're going to have in Cardiff, then?
I think it's a waste of money, really.
Yeah.
If you had made when it was built, it was really built for the standing spectator, wasn't it? Then came this disaster.
Yes,
and,
but of course it's...
And it caused a lot of trouble.
It's safety, was it? You know, it's got to be seated, like, isn't it? So
there's never been any trouble over in Cardiff.
Oh, no, I don't have no trouble, man. And... I just seen a photograph of it in the Echo last night, was it? And
the photograph,
what was that?
George Thomas, the Viking, Tonopandy, you know.
Yes.
So I went, always remember going to Morwice Coyers annual dinner down in Driscoll's in Pontypridd.
Port?
Sorry, Port.
Ah, I thought you didn't.
And George Thomas was the guest speaker of that night.
Mm.
One of the finest speeches I ever heard, a very humorous man.
Oh yes, he's mind considering he was an MP, and as I say, he was the Speaker of the House, like, isn't it? Yeah. But as you say, he got a sense of humour as well.
Oh, very good. But it is rumoured that he lived in Kemmer for a while. I don't know whether that's true or not.
No, I haven't heard nothing of that. Tonopandy again, another Tonopandy, but they're all from Tonopandy, like, isn't it? Yeah. They're all from Tonopandy.
That's the one being, but there's from Port Talbot, Aberdeen.
That's that one.
It's a Kedra
and a Kedra News there.
I'm sure the other ones are.
John Morris.
John Morris, that's the one in the
back. That's the one you're thinking of, John Morris.
But the other people are sure there.
I think they're all Secretary of State. So
yes, looking over there, as you said, it's quite feasible.
What if you name to
it? Yes, that's right. Yeah, they are Secretary of State.
The there.
Yeah. Because that's the one from Merthyr, isn't it? What was his name? Leo?
No,
it's not
Leo
Apsey. Not Leo Apsey, man. Who was the MP he was?
That's James Griffiths.
James Griffiths, that's I couldn't think of his name then.
Wasn't he Clinton?
Oh,
yes, he was.
Right,
the other one, I don't know.
I have seen him about this one, isn't it? The Conservative MP, that is, I know. But
who's
I can't.
Who's the best Secretary of State now?
At the moment.
Who was the best one, in your opinion?
Oh, well, the best was.
The Home Secretary, he dropped a clanger over there. What did he try to bring in something about this.
Howard?
Injuries.
No,
the one I say now.
Home Secretary.
The grey, tall grey job.
Oh,
he made a big mistake of by trying to bring in some injury industry.
No, the bloke.
Yeah, we've got Tommy Farr.
Oh, well, another Tonopandy, bro. They're all from bloody Tonopandy.
Yeah. Just sitting up listening to the fight with him.
When he fought Jolie
Weeks.
And listen to that, he'd won the fight.
Apparently
the judges didn't think so.
I think he was foolish to make it come back, and he got knocked out by the boxer up in
the
depot.
In the depot, on the depot.
He got knocked out there.
Well, that's a German he was, wasn't he?
British.
The bloke had knocked him out.
Not the one, no, the English boxer, the one he fought in the depot.
The German. Well, it's a long time ago, so...
you're more of his record now when he's singing.
Well, he had a nice voice, mine. Yeah. You hear him? Because, as I said, he made a record afterwards, What's that?
I see he'd be electronics, Abercannon.
Oh, don't know much about that.
What's that, Abercannon?
Eh? Well, they did have a factory over in Williamstown as well, see? Just up there.
No, this is the one up in Dinas.
Yes. That's right. It's not Abercannon one.
No,
that's what you say. It's
well, they locked it down.
In the road, it is.
Is there lots of new industry now brought in?
Oh, there's a little bit.
Well, there's a couple of factories up there, like small units.
This fellow putting up a local unit.
Oh, no, that is a Tribarnock boy. Cliff Morgan.
Cliff, when he was starting playing for Cardiff, the crowd of us used to go down and watch him play on Sunday. Let's see if we did have a game ourselves. We used to play for Drubarrog. And
the local side.
Cliff was the local hero, you know.
Oh, yes.
Arthur Thomas, now, the Cliff's uncle, started the hire car business, remember?
Oh, yes.
And we used to hire him to take us when Newport would play Cardiff, down in Newport. We used to go down. In Arthur's car, out to take us out to watch him play.
And of course,
our hero there.
His full family, his mother and father, because they used to be on insurance. So, of course, they were coming round collecting the insurance, so they were in everybody's house. through Trebanog and right down through into High Street as well, like, isn't it? So.
My mother was very.
Oh, you did?
Cliff's mother and father. No, Cliff wasn't on the insurance, but his mother and father collected on the insurance. Oh no, he was Wales outside half. He was. As I said, he was one of the Trebanog heroes.
Cliff's mother and my mother were very friendly. We go to the chapel, you know, and they were very friendly together. And
which chapel was that now?
The one just up by you. And they're going to take that down now and put it down in the Heritage Park.
Are they?
This one, it's...
I never went there.
Eh?
At the time, Cliff's mother went to the one in Top Trebanog.
Oh, yeah, well, Cliff used to go to the Cumber one by you.
We used to go there to see Miss Stanley's choir.
No, no, he used to be there every Sunday night. I used to see him when I was coming down.
Yeah,
coming out.
Miss Stanley's choir used to go there.
Oh, I quite well. Yeah, Cliff, no. That.
He was in the
choir,
was he?
Mm.
Yeah,
he used to see his
father.
Chorister.
He used to go there. The chapel up at Top Trebanog, the one by the...
The tin chapel?
Yeah, not
over
the
by his house, where he lived?
No, not the one, no, the one in the middle of Trebanog.
The Abbas... Oh, the... what's the name of it? I should know. Where have we got? Is it Carmel, is it?
Yeah,
that's right.
Top one is Mount Zion.
Mount Zion, that was the tin chapel.
Cliff's father... and myself, we used to sing in Stanley's choir. We drove I still bought it up in Pontredivendigate.
Where was that?
Up to Aberystwyth.
Oh,
we went to the choir up there, in second, we were there, mixed choir, mixed choral.
Is that Stanley...
Williams.
Stanley Williams, you were his choir in this club, didn't he?
No, that was the other one. It was...
different Stanney Williams.
Eddie.
Oh, Eddie, yes, right. Ah, yeah, that's
right.
Eddie
was singing Eddie's choir,
didn't
he?
Ah.
Second tenor,
that one. Yes, oh, he is. One of the Trebanog people.
Yeah, I know you're biased, but do you think he's the best Welsh fly off then?
Well, he was. Well, we are biased.
Well,
and he was.
The thing is... He had a marvellous break, didn't he? And the thing was, I suppose he had two good centres outside him at the time, and Jack Matthews and Bledding William. So Cliff, for 25 yards, nothing, nobody could catch him. He'd scurry off like a rabbit, like, isn't it?
And
then he'd split the defence, and then he'd just pass the ball on to either Jack or Bledding, isn't it?
Rex Willis used to play scrum half with him.
Mind, he made him as well. He had a lot to do with it.
I think Rex Willis knew him a lot.
He did, because of course they were two halfbacks with Cardiff as well, you see, and then they came into the Welsh side together. Of course, Rex Willis is a Valley boy as well. I'm not
from
sure
Pentra.
If he's from Pentra or Treorchy up there somewhere, wasn't it?
Well, he's on a chain of cinemas, I think.
Eh?
I think it was.
But he did nurse him, be honest.
Yeah,
but of course he developed into such a...
With the play them days, the wing forwards used to follow the ball through.
Well, this is
so nowadays they're going to go behind the scrum, but then they used to follow the ball through the scrum.
They break from the scrum and as the ball was coming to the outside half, so the wing forward would come in and get in there at the same time. So you had to be pretty quick. Otherwise you would get thumped and... He'd have a few bruises on a Sunday morning.
When
his ribs, he's hoping, isn't it? He's black and blue, they mean.
Cliff was playing and went to Lions tour to South Africa. We made a big name for himself in South Africa.
Oh, yeah.
South African people, and many South Africans have come to Trebanog just to see where he lived. So the rumours reported, like, and people said that they've seen him up there.
Oh, yeah, so know his house, like, and everything.
I very, very often used to have a chat with Cliff's father and mother. And of course, his mother used to come to my house to call in when he was living next to you, but I didn't blow the rickets, right?
Yes.
Brother Rickus,
right? Well, in fact, I used to walk down with Cliff, innit? I'd be going out to pictures, and Cliff would go down to Cardiff training, innit?
Yeah.
And we'd have a chat on the way down.
Never have another...
But he'd walk down from Trebanog with me, then down to Porth. He'd got on the train to Cardiff, and I'd pop into the picture house then. He made his name then, of course, but the training paid off for him. I just, I developed into nothing like that. not such a well-known...
I never had a row with my wife who played rugby when you were
when I bumped my knee.
pulled a muscle in you with the old Panathians.
Pulled a muscle, I ruptured all the ligaments. So that was a day, wasn't it?
You played rugby together?
Yes, same team.
So
for Old Tobano, I'll
write you. Yeah, that's accident, the William Panath.
I ruptured all the
ligaments. St. David's Hospital in Cardiff. So I said, well, I'll go down with Glade now. I said, and go straight home, and I beat my wife, and we go dancing. We go to the rink in Porth. So when we came back out of the hospital, but the ambulance wouldn't take us home. The ambulance took us to the bus station in Cardiff and put us on a bus, didn't it?
And he said that they
could have the back seat of the bus, right? So that he could sit there with it. Remember, they had those two long seats in the back, right? So he could sit with his leg up on the back seat, comfortable.
And they'd
and an ambulance waiting for us.
They phoned through then from St. David's in Cardiff to Porth Hospital. For ambulance to be meeting the bus that we were coming up on from Cardiff. I came off the bus then into Top Tribanog, but top. into the ambulance and down to the house.
We were living next
to each other, isn't it?
So I promised to take a dance there. So when we got off the bus, he started giving me a bit of a U-wagon again. And he said, well, I'm going to wait to see Clinton come off there. And I hope he'd come on his touches. I said, we used to stay in hospital with him all the time.
Yeah, he thought, well, he'd be home quicker now by coming with me to the hospital. I thought he'd pop in the hospital and home like you.
We were there all
of course, we were there such a long time, weren't we? Well, as you said, he couldn't have an ambulance to bring me home straight.